We're diving into how to reprogram your mind in 10 seconds. So if you have all these thoughts and everything's spinning around everywhere and you're like, what am I going to do? Then this is going to help a lot. So let's jump into it. How do we reprogram our mind in 10 seconds, Shireen?
10 seconds.
You've got 10 seconds to tell everyone how they're going to reprogram their mind. 10, 9, 8.
You know Joe Dispenza, that guy who does all of this transformation, you know.
Through the mind, thing, and body, brain.
The mind-body transformation thing he goes on. He talks about that to form a thought, right? It takes between, like, the first time you're forming a thought, any thought, it takes between 6 and 10 seconds, like a negative thought you're forming. So actually, let's say you want to respond to something. I feel it's much faster if you've already responded a certain way. But let's say you have new things to respond to, then you have that 10-second window. Right? And we can do something in the 10-second window. We can take out this 10-second window, shine a light on the 10-second window, and do something about it. We can.
We can, yeah. We're giving ourselves a bit of a time frame here. But that's a good point. Like, if part of your thoughts already happened before you start, then you've lost a bunch of it. But then again, there's the next phase. So we're going to give you some practices. I just want to mention one thing real quick at the beginning, is that what happens with the mind is that it's already got thoughts. It's not like we're just creating everything from scratch. A lot of this stuff is just coming up from the subconscious all the time, and it's just floating away. And so one of the things that I find very helpful is to recognize what is already arising and then connect it with something more powerful. So for example, normally, let's say I'm thinking, oh, this isn't going to work, or this is a problem, or I've got too much to do, and it's starting to go in this thing, I'm stressed out, there's too much going on, how am I going to handle this? And that one thought's going to lead to all these other thoughts, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. So one thing that can help, and we're going to talk more about this in a moment, is to connect a negative thought to a positive thought. So for example, I've got too much to do is the negative thought. I could say, even though I've got too much to do, I'm a powerful soul and everything's working out. Right? That is literally reprogramming the brain, because normally I am stressed out, there's too much to do, therefore everything's a disaster and my whole life's going to fall apart and everything's getting worse and worse and, oh my God, I'm going to die. Right, so that's kind of where it's going. Even though I've got too much to do.
Everything is getting worse and worse and I'm dying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the natural progression.
That's the natural progression, yeah. Like if it keeps going long enough, it leads to panic attacks. You know, if you are somebody, it's like if you could get someone's thoughts all written down, which probably is going to be possible in the next couple of years with all this technology. I mean, I'm actually looking.
Who wants it's it? Who wants to know this?
No. Wouldn't that be fascinating, though, if you could actually have a printout of your entire
thoughts?
And then you'd upload it to AI and say, analyze what percentage is which. And it'd be I would find it very interesting, actually, to see that the report. And every day you could get a new report. I'm sure that's going to happen, actually. So we can bookmark this and say, when does it come true? But anyway, so if someone who has a panic attack, right, they didn't start off with a panic attack. They started off thinking, I'm stressed out. Oh, what if this doesn't work out? What about this? What about this? What about this? And it starts speeding up right? So the thought comes up, negative thought. And then we say, even though this thing is here, because a lot of the time the mind is actually saying something truthful, in the sense like there is a lot going on, there are these things happening, even though the economy or whatever, even though this, even though that, right? Because these are things. Then we have an eternal thought connected to it, and that shifts the neural pathways and that shifts the progression of what we're doing, and it actually rewires. So the next time that comes up, it just moves in a positive direction. So the question is, what are these powerful thoughts that we can connect to the current thinking that we have in our mind already? So what are they sharing? What are the powerful thoughts?
I was thinking along with thoughts, some techniques, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about three techniques. There was this one technique I've used recently a lot. And we were doing a whole retreat on anxiety, over breaking free from anxiety. And we did this technique again and again and again. And there were a lot of people who came and they were very anxious, right? And this technique really worked for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people. Because it's not only that they were very anxious, right? Like during a session, they would, you know, have one of their, oh, what if, right? Or I remember this lady coming to me and saying, that person sitting next to me is talking too much and I'm getting very anxious.
They're on a retreat for anxiety and all the people are making them anxious. The other anxious people, that's quite interesting, isn't it? It's true, though.
So I'm totally anxious and I'm totally whatever this is going on, right?
It's great that they could even come to a retreat because sometimes people are so anxious they won't do anything. So good for them showing up.
And so this technique really worked in that retreat. And that is, you stand up, you put your hand on your heart. And what, so every part of this, right, standing up, putting your hand on your heart, that's step number two. And it all happens in a second, everything. And you say to yourself, I am a peaceful, powerful soul. Or you can just say, I'm a powerful soul. Let's just leave it with powerful soul. I did peaceful, powerful. Stand up, put a hand on your heart, and I'm a peaceful, powerful soul. And you visualize yourself, the fourth step, you visualize yourself walking away from that situation. And I'll tell you how to use it in a minute. And so standing up kind of interrupts the body pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're sitting down, standing up interrupts the body pattern. Putting your hand on your heart really activates the vagus nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And the powerful soul is your reprogramming the soul. Because it's the thoughts are really arising in the soul and reprogramming your soul. And walking away, that visualization of walking away helps you break that, you know. Sometimes this dependency on negativity,
mm-hmm.
dependency, like you somehow feel like there's an addiction to like anxiety or addiction to whatever it is that you're doing. And so it helps you break that.
By standing
and
up.
By walking away, mm-hmm. visualizing yourself walking away from the situation. And so I'll give you an example of how to use it. And so recently someone was at the center, right? And they were really upset that someone nicked their car in the parking lot. I mean, really upset.
Mm-hmm.
And there were lots of people that day, right? There must have been 60 cars in the parking lot. And she was like, go find out who scratched my car, right? I was like, and she was just getting upset, like by the minute, her upset was like going higher and higher.
Yeah.
And I was like, I said, let's do this. Let's just do this, you know. Stand up, put a hand on your heart, and say, I'm a pure, peaceful, powerful soul. I'm a peaceful, powerful soul. And visualize yourself walking away from this situation. Because I needed it more than she needed it because she was getting so hurt.
Let's just try and ease our way out. Yeah.
And so I don't know if it helped her, but it helped me.
It helped you get away from it. Yeah.
It helped me. It helped me get away from the, oh my God, is she going to sue us?
Oh gosh. Somebody scratched my car.
Someone's scratching my car because she was really, really upset.
You know, it's Florida, isn't it? It happens because, you know, it's people, I mean, everywhere, but yeah.
What do you mean it's Florida? It's going to happen.
I mean, I've just heard stories. I know people who've been to different places and somehow Florida seems to be like more, everyone manicures things a little bit extra and there's just like, you know, people get upset everywhere, but there's some spots that are just like, you know, even if like someone had a speck of dirt on the tire, they had to kind of just like take care of it, which is so...
I've never seen that, but okay.
I had a friend who told me, like, she's in a car park and she's like, I don't know what's with these Florida people, but like, you spray the thing, just so yeah. Even though there's a speck of dirt on my tire, I'm a powerful, peaceful, pure soul.
I'm a powerful, peaceful soul, absolutely. Even if
So what we're trying to do here is like connect. So you have to connect the problem with the truth, and then at the end of it is everything's going to be all right, right? It's all good, because otherwise the mind is still thinking, even though I am a peaceful soul, my car has still got a speck of dirt on it, right? And that's just the end of the world anyway, isn't it? Do you see what I mean? So we have to...
Right.
It rained. Oh, my God. So... Because it's like we have to think about this in stages. Even though this thing has happened, which we're acknowledging because that's what the mind's stressed about, the truth is I'm a powerful, peaceful soul. And then the last bit is everything is ultimately working out, or there's benefit in everything. There's some secret to this, you know, whichever words you prefer.
Yeah,
like it's all gonna
even
work
if you
out.
Can't find the benefit, right, Michael? Mm-hmm. The technique I was talking about is that technique works, right?
Yeah.
But the technique I'm talking about is another technique.
Yeah, exactly.
Is you get up, you put the hand on your put your hand on your heart and say, "I am a peaceful, powerful soul," and then you visualize yourself walking away from the problem.
Right.
And that's a second technique, and it works.
Yeah, they all work in different.
You know, it
ways.
Really worked for me, and it worked because that when we did the anxiety retreat, I did that several times with people, and it really helped them. Mm-hmm. It really helped them. It really worked.
Yeah, it definitely works because you're refocusing the mind from what it doesn't want to what it to something higher level that is, because whatever we focus on. Our whole life is based on our attention, ultimately.
Right.
So if someone's thinking about their tire that's got dirt on it or something, that's you know, it can throw someone off. But if you think I'm in a spiritual being and I'm feeling great, then it shifts.
Because it activates many things, right? The standing up activates something. The hand on the heart activates the vagus nerve. I'm a powerful soul. Intervenes with the thoughts that are happening.
Yeah.
You walking away interrupts whatever negativity you're doing. You're walking away. That really helps.
It does. Yeah, we give you these different methods because you have to try them out, right? And try it out long enough to get a sense of the power of these things. Because this is only 10 seconds, these things, short and sweet. And then you can do it again. So you do one round, and then you can do another round. And then
I want to talk about the myths, right? What are the myths associated with the 10-second techniques? But before I address the myths of the 10-second technique, I want to talk about another technique that recently someone has used, right? My beloved brother, one of my brothers here, does not like public speaking, right? Totally freaking out, Oh, what's happening? This, that, you know, I can't do this. And I didn't know this was happening, right? That he was getting worked up about public speaking. I didn't know that was happening. I was like, why are you not going and saying something? You're supposed to say, this is your chance to say something, right? Like, we have a program flow and this is your time to say it. And then he wasn't able to do it. And so one of my other spiritual sisters, you're like, oh, let's do the EFT technique and this and that. And I'm thinking this brother is really not doing well. And so we tried this. We tried this, right? Standing up, putting and walking away from the problem, saying I'm a powerful soul, walking away from the problem. It's interesting because he had about 15 minutes to talk, but that 10 second helped him the whole 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? The power of these practices to just
shift
it. That's great. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the time people get into their whatever they're doing after a while, isn't it? But that initial thing is just like, what am I going to do?
There's another technique. Again, we tried it for the anxiety retreat. We tried it. You press right here. You press right here, right here, yes. So what is it? Activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Because a lot of the things that are happening to us is also because of the nervous system.
Well, it is, yeah. The nervous system's out of balance.
Of balance. And so you press this. Right. The one thing is, when you're pressing this, the one thing I feel is not only I'm a powerful soul, is I'm in control. I have control over this situation. I'm a soul, I am peace, I am power, I have control over this situation. See, that's another 10 seconds. You pick whichever ones you want in those, you know, I am peace, I have control over this situation. And you keep pressing and you keep saying that.
Helps. Yeah, it really helps. And you can try different thoughts. So here's some other ones you can try. Is I am safe. I am safe. And I am safe and secure. Because on a deeper level, that's really what's going on. Public speaking or whatever it is, the deeper concern is that we'll be outcast and attacked by the tribe on like a psychological level. You know, that's why that's terrifying. You know, it's not going to happen, but that's like this base issue. So I'm safe and I'm secure. I'm safe and I'm secure. Sometimes if I've like had a very unusual situation that's very disturbing, just reminding I'm safe. And you can even look around and just notice, am I actually, because most of the time we actually are physically safe. We're just responding as if we're not safe because of the sympathetic nervous system and the limbic system. The brain is like, I'm safe, I'm secure, put your hand on there. Another one that that one of my friends who's a trauma healing expert nowadays, she recommends is doing this, is to say for 10 seconds. It actually shifts your brain state and puts you into the parasympathetic relaxed state. Sometimes that, I mean, om probably works as well, but the vu for some reason just gets, you can feel it in your body when you do a vu. Or an om. So these things, they actually change the chemistry.
Right.
I'm safe,
right.
Safe and secure. You could try EFT, you know, even though whatever it is, you know, the here. So it's worth having a few different methods that you might need a variety. You might need to do every single thing we have here, do 10 seconds of each, and one of them's going to work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So. You know, one time, another technique that really works is naming the emotion.
Uh-huh.
Right? So let's say I'm really upset. Just say, naming it, I'm upset.
Yeah.
And so first would be naming it and then clearing it. You know, no, I'm actually a pure, peaceful soul. I have a choice in this matter. I'm a powerful soul. So naming it and just in that second saying, no, I'm a pure, powerful soul.
Yeah, exactly. So you're connecting what is with what you want. This is the reprogramming here. Is I am upset, or I am disturbed, or I am... Even that can relieve a lot of the tension, actually. Because when we don't acknowledge how we feel, then it gets worse. Resisting what is actually a big cause of the stress that we have in our life. So if I'm feeling disturbed or stressed out or worried about something and I refuse to acknowledge that I'm feeling that, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger because it's being resisted. But if I can say I am upset, I am afraid, I am worried, I am anxious, and then you feel it, and then do the practice. But even then, I'm a powerful soul. Or you stand up and walk away, you put your hand. So you could do, I'm feeling this thing. If you wanted like the whole thing together, it would be, I feel this thing and I'm acknowledging it. Then you get up, put your hand on your heart, move away, I'm a powerful soul, I'm a powerful soul, I'm a peaceful soul. And then the final thing is, and everything's getting smaller and smaller, I'm moving away, and it's working out, it's all going to work out, it's all working out in some strange and wondrous way. And I'm surrendered to the highest good for all. I'm surrendered to the highest good. It's all working out, it's working out, it's working out. There must be benefit, benefit, benefit somehow. Then you've gone from right. This state all the way through to newness.
You know, at this point, it's important to note some pitfalls, right? When we are doing these 10 seconds, because people are like, really, 10 seconds?
You yes, might have to it do will more work. Than 10 seconds.
No, it will work, more. But you have to. No, but there are a few things, right, of the pitfalls. One of the pitfall is that you only do it in crisis. That's a pitfall. It's a 10-second technique, but you can't just do the technique in crisis. You have to do the technique each time it's coming up, right? In a day, several times. So you train your mind to do the different things. Because then you're in a crisis, nothing's going to happen. Like, or it might work, it might not work. Sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't work. So that is a common misconception I feel people have. Is, oh, this technique will work. I have a crisis, let's do it. It's too late.
It's a bit unrealistic, a bit unreasonable, isn't it? That if we yes. haven't done any work on ourselves at all, and then all this chaos happens and we think we can get out of it in 10 seconds, that's not exactly practical, is it, at that point? But what you're saying is, if you do it, like it might come up in a smaller way, some of these issues, before crisis Absolutely. Happens. And so you go through the process, coming into a higher state, remembering these powerful mantras. And then I think, honestly, the end thing should really, ideally, be surrender it to God, because God is great and God is powerful and we can hand it up. I'm surrendered to the highest good and I surrender this burden, because that's what we're dealing with. So it comes up, we let it go, we change our thing, your consciousness by thinking these thoughts. And then you let it go. And then you go back to the beginning and do it again. And do it again, and do it again, and do it a million times, then you'll be all right.
Yeah, then it is a 10-second technique, but you do need to do it a million times.
You have to do it a million times.
Another thing, though, another very important pitfall I feel is expecting instant results.
Right.
You know, yeah, it is 10-second technique, but you can't expect instant results. There has to be something, you know. You have to build your equity in this.
Exactly.
Put in enough work for it to work.
That's right. You don't get the compound interest if you haven't put much in. So... yeah, so once you've done your 10 million times, then you can do it in 10 seconds.
Right.
I'm just joking. It doesn't have to be 10 million, but it probably does need to be about 10,000.
Right. Another pitfall. Another pitfall, I feel, is we are too attached to whatever it is that we are going through, let's say our anxiety, right, or feeling unsafe, we are somehow attached to them, attached to that thing, right? We don't want to let them go. Like, we keep recreating these scenarios in our head that create the emotion to begin with. And we don't want to let go of those scenarios. Somehow you have to find ways of letting go of those scenarios.
That's a good point. It's chemically attached to it as well as psychologically, because we're used to a certain amount of adrenaline or a certain amount of physical sensations in our body, cortisol or whatever the chemicals specifically are. And when we don't get it, then we figure out a way of getting it. I've noticed this with caffeine, actually, because I like to drink caffeine, right? Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I notice I feel like very, very relaxed. And I'm like, oh, this feels great. I feel totally relaxed. Everything's fine. But there's another part of me that's used to being slightly jacked up on caffeine. So I'm like, yeah, but I need my tea. And so, I mean, that's like, I mean, it's not the end. That's like, caffeine is hardly the worst thing in the world. But like, this can be going on with problems in our life or the news. I have to get my news hit to see all the tragedies in the world to kind of get that. Just suck a bit of tragedy in there to balance the system out, because it's actually a chemical balance. It's like floating around like this. So even though this sounds a bit ridiculous in some ways, it's a real thing that we're dealing with. So how does someone, in your opinion, get out of the addiction to the chemicals and the state?
You know, it's interesting, right? We are more powerful. The soul is more powerful than you give it credit for. And so you have to mentally make a decision. No, this is not going to do. And you have to mentally walk through, okay, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, I'm not going to give in. You know, there are two extremes, I feel. The one extreme is I'm really addicted to whatever is going on. Let's take anxiety, right? I'm really addicted to it. And then the other extreme is suppressing the emotion, knowing it's there and trying to get rid of it, and the other one is suppressing the emotion. I feel we have to have a balance, and we have to tell ourselves, I'm a powerful soul, I really need to let that go. But also, when I'm naming the emotion, I'm not suppressing the emotion, right? It's there, I know it's there, but I know I can walk a different path.
Right, so it's really just a matter of time, isn't it, ultimately?
Mm-hmm.
And then sticking with it. This is one of the biggest things I've thought very deeply about. This, in my opinion, the biggest, most significant thing in the world for pretty much all of us is doing the thing that we say we want to do long enough. That to me, like, because I've been on a personal journey for years and years, and I help other people. And I noticed myself having issues with this. You know, I'm going to do all this practices, and I'm going to do all this stuff, and then I just don't do it. I'm like, what's going on? You know. So just having, we'll have to do a podcast on this topic, because this is the thing. Like, we can do 10 seconds, but we have to do 10 seconds long enough for a certain amount of time, for a certain amount of months, actually. And then there's this major change, and then the anxiety and whatever it is just disappears, and it hardly ever comes up again. And to get to that stage, there's obviously a certain amount of processes and practices that lead to that end state.
One last thing. Any of the techniques that Brother Michael gave, or any of the techniques I mentioned, don't overthink. They really work, right? We've tried and tested, they really work. Don't overthink. That's another pitfall, overthinking the techniques. Just apply them. When we don't want to apply them, then we think, oh, will it work? Won't it work? Maybe it should work this way. Maybe it shouldn't work this way. No, just apply. Don't overthink it.
Exactly. And that's a very important point, yeah. So it's like sometimes this knowledge can be like, well, is it powerful soul or peaceful soul? Or is it peaceful, powerful soul? Or is it pure peaceful, powerful soul? And does it make any difference if it's three of them or two of them? What if it's just one of them? You know, and then so no, just pick any of them and do it again and again, and that will be great. So let's have a blessing, wishing everyone success in your 10-second technique, whichever one you choose, and have fun with it.
Encouragement.
Yay.
You've beautifully embraced the journey of self-love and acceptance. Your joy for the success of others glows from within, and you cheer on their victories as if they were your own. You embrace others by igniting courage and offering support.
Yay, that's so lovely. So, wishing everyone success. You're doing great. And we'd love to hear in the comments which of these 10-second practices you want to try out and what you have tried out. Have fun, and we'll talk to you soon.